Keenan's father took a deep breath. It was impossible not to notice the change in his expression. Keenan saw it all too clearly. At that moment, it was as if a cloud had descended on the room. One by one, and without a word, they began loading the car. It was Coogie's firm belief that there was nothing better than curling up under a warm blanket in one's room on a rainy day. She finally felt settled in her new room in Bandung, and it was her mission to spend the afternoon in bed, dreaming sweet dreams. Unfortunately, she had forgotten to lock the door. A ray of light from outside briefly illuminated the dark room, followed by a flurry of footsteps and a shrill voice breaking the peaceful stillness in which Coogie had been cocooned.
Coogie! Wake up! Let's go!
The mound underneath the blanket failed to stir.
Echo's already outside! Fuad will stall if he turns off the engine! Hurry up!
Coogie mumbled, forcing Nonny to take more drastic measures. With one swift motion, she pulled off the covers and sprinkled her friend with water from a glass beside the bed. Coogie recoiled and sputtered.
I'm being attacked! This is an invasion of privacy! Oh, don't be so dramatic. Come on, get up.
Coogie forced herself into a sitting position, eyes squinting, hair a mess. Since we're going to be living next door to each other for 4 more years, I'd like to establish some ground rules. 1, my afternoon nap is sacred, especially when it's raining out. You should have entered this room on your knees. You should have kowtowed at the foot of my bed. Nonny ignored her friend's sermonizing.
Let's go. We're picking up Echo's cousin from the station. His train arrives at 5. I'll get out your clothes. What do you want to wear?
Coogie opened her eyes.
Hold on. Echo has to go because it's his cousin. You have to go because you're Echo's girlfriend. But why get me involved in all this? Well, Fuad's been having problems again. If he stalls, he'll need a push. And if he needs a push, we'll need more manpower.
Coogie's jaw dropped.
So you roused me from my hollowed slumber to enlist me as reserve manpower in case Fuad breaks down? That's about the shape of things.
Nonny shrugged.
Can't be helped. This is rude. Just plain rude,
Coogie grumbled as she got out of bed.
Who do you think I am?